We just went clear around the coast.
So you went to Miami?
We went from Mobile mm-hmm. and come out Jacksonville.
All right. Did you go through the Steel City in Alabama? The one, the big Steel City?
I don't remember.
Birmingham? Have you been to Birmingham?
We just went through those states coming
mm-hmm.
home.
Mm-hmm. And Georgia, what cities have you?
That's what I said. Just went through them.
Oh, you just went through them.
Just came through them. Didn't stop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
In South Carolina, have you ever been to any of the cities there? No. Tennessee?
I've been to Chicago.
Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee?
Yes, I've been to Knoxville
mm-hmm.
and Nashville and Memphis.
Chattanooga?
No.
Okay. In Alabama? Can you think of any that you
We didn't stop in Alabama at all.
Okay.
We just went through Alabama uh-huh. and Georgia when we come mm-hmm. out of Jacksonville, mm-hmm. Florida, to come home.
Mm-hmm. In Arkansas, you've visited the capital city, haven't you?
Oh, I've been to Little Rock a lot of times
mm-hmm.
and seen the, went through the Capitol building
mm-hmm.
and the old Capitol building. And then I've been to not Eureka Springs, what's that in Springs up there? It's so pretty.
Hot Springs?
No. Way up north part of the state. Oh, Eureka.
Must be Eureka Springs. I can still want to think of right now.
I guess it is Eureka Springs.
Uh-huh.
It's where it's so hilly.
Uh huh. Where they built that big Christ.
Uh huh. And then went there this year.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all been this
time? Yeah, it's okay.
And then took a bus and went there, and then they crossed over into Missouri and went into...
What cities they visit Missouri?
They went into that... Oh, goodness. Old Matt's country. What's it called?
Oh, you mean the...
Shepherd of the Hills.
Oh, yeah.
They went into the Shepherd of the Hills country.
Outside
from Eureka Springs.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. They went to Shepherd of the Hills. I've been to Eureka Springs on a PTA convention. I was president of the PTA here at Washington Chapel 2 different times.
Okay. President of PTA.
And held every office nearly in the PTA.
Did your husband participate in it too?
He'd go with me. He didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really do anything especially, but just attend with me.
Mm-hmm.
I told him when I got left behind, I said, "Now you're going." I said, "I'm not going by myself."
Was he? Were you both active in the church?
Oh yeah. So he was. He read his Bible after he retired from Sawmill. Read it so much and studied it, he really knew the Bible.
Did you teach Sunday school?
He did.
He did?
Mm-hmm. And I did when we lived at Sheridan.
Mm-hmm. And some of the women's organizations, were you active in those? Do they have women's organizations?
They don't,
They don't have any organizations. Tell me what your husband did for a living.
Well, most of his life he worked for, you want me to tell when he's a young man?
Oh yeah, he's a young man.
He started out working for the big sawmills around Kingsland, Arkansas. He worked at Drawn, Arkansas, what they call Drawn, where it's a really big sawmill. And then he got older, and he went to Little Rock and he took a business course.